Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Mark Gold. Welcome, Mark.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. Mark's an advisor to affluent individuals, family-owned businesses, and privately held companies for over 30 years. He's recognized for his experience in the area of wealth preservation and business succession planning. Mark's a member of the Association of Advanced Life Underwriters, the leading legislative organization in the life insurance industry, and he serves on the Legislative Circle Program Committee. In addition, Mark is a member of National Financial Partners Wealth Transfer Affinity Group and the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. He's got a bunch of other designations which are too long to go into. He's distinguished his career with professional accomplishments and community service as well, and he serves as chairman of the board of St. John's Community Service, which is the oldest and one of the largest nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. Mark also is a member of KidSave, which everybody knows is a very popular nonprofit organization that works to move older children out of orphanages and foster care into permanent loving families. He's married, has four kids, and in his spare time, he still has time to golf, which I have four kids and I don't have time to golf. So how do you do that?
With great difficulty.
So Mark, you have spent 29 years, 30 years really, evolving your practice in the life insurance industry. And I think one of the things that you and I had talked about originally was that you guys use a unique process for your clients. Give us a little bit of background on the process that you bring to the clients and really how it distinguishes you from other life insurance agents.
Okay, thank you. What I've tried to do over the last 29 years is distinguish myself and to bring value, real value, to people I work with, advisors, as well as clients. So where we are at today at the Gold Group is simply this. When we have someone who wants to purchase some insurance or thinks they need some insurance and they really don't know what it costs until a policy is issued, our unique process begins with first a formal interview by myself, and then we take a generic application. This is something that most insurance brokers cannot do.
Why? Why is it?
Most agents work for a particular insurance company,
okay,
which is fine. There are a lot of good companies, but their loyalty is to that insurance company.
Sure.
They're career agents or they have a particular favorite company. We don't do that.
Right.
We will take this generic application and just get your name, rank, serial number, and order the insurance exam, just like any other agent would.
Sure.
Where we then differ is that information comes back to my office.
Okay.
We then order any doctor's reports, medical information, and we put together a package on that individual. Okay, we do that internally. We then send that to my own underwriter. I've got part of my team consists of an underwriter named Greg Secor. He's got about 15 years of underwriting experience, and he works for me and a couple other very successful insurance brokers.
That's really unique because most insurance agents have to deal with underwriters at the insurance company, right?
If they're lucky. Most don't even get to deal with the underwriter. They have to go through a middleman to get to the decision maker.
Okay.
Before we even do the second step, we underwrite it internally on an informal basis.
All right.
So if there's a problem, we know about it.
And that's, and for the listeners out there, you know, having dealt with many, many different insurance agents over the years, I think that really is a distinguishing factor. So you have somebody who is there who can help package the particular client.
Correct.
And really shop for the best policy at the best rates, right?
That is absolutely correct. Because what happens is typically when you get into be my age and a little bit older, you have some health issues.
Right.
So we will underwrite this on an informal basis. So if there is a problem, it's not on any permanent database. It's not on your permanent record like
in
high school.
No black marks.
Exactly. No one knows. We then scan it and we can send that electronically to 3 insurance companies or 50 insurance companies, depending on the complexity and the problem we think we may or may not experience. We will do that, and we're sending it directly to the decision maker at the insurance company. We're not sending it to a middleman. We're not sending it to some home office where it's going to be processed like a computer paperwork. It's going directly to the decision maker, the underwriter, and then we have a conversation with that underwriter to negotiate the best rates on behalf of the client or the prospect.
Excellent. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier today was that we know a lot of our clients, a lot of you listeners out there are very concerned about your retirement. And Mark, you've been successful in using insurance products to help fill the gaps in retirement that are appearing because of the volatility in the stock market and help really help supplement their retirement. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you can do for your clients in that regard.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can do this both on an individual basis, which we do quite a bit of, and we also do it corporately. So if someone owns a company or wants to do something special for maybe three or four key people in that organization, the concept works both ways. You know, the first step is really to figure out how much money you think you need. As an example, if today you're a 45-year-old person making $100,000 and you think that you want to retire at age 65 on $100,000 of today's money, you would need $3.1 million when you retire.
Okay.
So the first step is see what do you have? Okay. Mm-hmm. What else are you going to accumulate and how far off are you?
Right.
Or are you not off? Are you on schedule or not? And that's just a free service we can provide people as a complimentary, financial planning tool.
Right.
Okay. Then, you know, Einstein, I think, said, what's the greatest mathematical discovery of all time is compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
But what if compound interest could be tax-free? That's even better. So in a nutshell, you know, one product doesn't always solve everyone's problems, but here are a couple of key aspects of why this is something that may work for a lot of people. It provides an upside of the stock market, eliminates all the downside, so your principal is always guaranteed, there's liquidity, and can provide a tax-free income at retirement.
Sounds perfect. What is it? What kind of product does that?
It's a product called Indexed Universal Life.
Okay.
There are many different forms of this product, so you've got to be very careful, not on the carrier, but then how it's structured, how you pay for it, when you pay for it, and the options you take and how you allocate your money. What's made it that much more popular is there's a floor of zero. So if the stock market goes, the S&P goes down 10%, you get zero. So a few years ago, zero was hero, as we say, that people would be happy with a 0% rate of return as opposed to a 20, 30% loss in their money.
Exactly.
And then the upside's capped at 13%. Most of my clientele would be tickled pink if they got 13% on their money.
They'd be happy with 8%.
Exactly. And we model it at much more conservative rates of return. And that's something that would go through the process with that individual based on their expectations, sure, their risk tolerance. But it's, again, a supplemental plan above and beyond any other plan they have. And when they start to receive the income from this at retirement, the money would come out tax-free.
So, but what's happening is they're making premium payments, which consist in part of premiums that are dedicated to the life insurance component, but also a significant portion of the premium is also being dedicated to the investment side of it. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in this particular strategy, we are always purchasing the smallest amount of insurance that we're allowed to and maintain the tax preferences that the insurance industry enjoys.
That's right.
So the purpose of this is really not the insurance, but we're using the vehicle for cash accumulation.
Now, how safe is something like this? I mean, you say that it's guaranteed not to go below zero, but doesn't that also depend on who the carriers are that provide this product?
No. I mean, historically, there's two points to make with that. In terms of the actual insurance benefit, there has never been an insurance claim refused due to the financial stability of an insurance company.
Okay.
Ever in this country. And number two, the financial stability of the carrier, this is a separate account. So it's really...
It's not dependent on the financial security of the carrier, is
that
right?
That's correct, depending on the carrier. And really, the carriers we use, part of our due diligence and part of our process is to talk about stability, talk about what the assumptions are on the products so we can do the closest possible illustrations that we think would actually come true.
Who's the best candidate for this type of a product, this indexed universal life product that provides a guarantee so that it doesn't go below zero but also gives you some significant upside?
In my opinion, it's really for people that have some income and that they don't qualify for Roth IRAs and that they've maximized their 401k, my opinion is do your 401k.
Right.
Don't do this instead of.
Right.
If you can't do both, you probably shouldn't be doing this. But if you can do both and you've got an extra 5, 10, 15, I have some clients who put in $50,000 a year, then you should be looking at this. Ages, the earlier you start, the better. On the upper ages, you know, you can still do it in your 50s or so, and it can still work.
Still be cost effective.
Correct.
So one of the other things we were talking about, and I wanted to sort of change courses here, was discussing the conundrum that a lot of people are in terms of getting older, healthcare becoming more expensive. What we had been doing was buying long-term care insurance to protect us from long illnesses that we might incur as we get older. And I know that there's been some adjustment in the whole market of providing long-term care insurance. What are you doing? What are you seeing in this whole area of long-term care insurance for your clients in the industry in general?
Okay. Well, as we said earlier, Wayne, I've been doing this for like 30 years this July, and given the size of my practice and the number of years I've been doing this, I really haven't sold a lot of long-term care. And the reason for that, I was never comfortable with the pricing and how it is marketed. For example, I do have a couple of clients that are with MetLife, and MetLife has long-term care, and they stopped selling it several years ago.
I heard about that.
The existing people that still have this product in Virginia just had a rate increase. So most of the products and services I offer have guarantees. In this instance, it's a product that the premiums are never guaranteed.
Right.
I almost look at it of what's happening in the medical industry now. Medical insurance, I should say. That's going to go up. It's a very fluid.
Sure.
It gets more and more expensive with less and less benefit.
Right.
The insurance companies can't change your benefit with long-term care, but they can change the price. So I've never been comfortable with it. I've got a longtime surgeon who's been a client. He goes, Mark, when you buy long-term care, I'll buy long-term care. And so now there have been some changes in the marketplace that I'm actually, for lack of a better word, excited. The insurance nerd coming out in me with regard to what we can now offer people.
Okay, tell me what you can do as a customer or as a consumer to buy long-term care insurance.
Okay, there's really, in my opinion, two best choices. The first one is, and more carriers are coming out with this. As an example, John Hancock just added this to their portfolio. It's a long-term care rider that attaches to their life insurance policy.
Right.
So for example, let's say you have a $500,000 policy you have to protect your wife, protect your children. Well, for an extra, it varies, 3% to maybe 6% of premium a year,
okay,
you can have this rider. And what it does is, think of this logically. John Hancock knows that if you have a $500,000 insurance policy, if you keep it, they know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're going to pay that $500,000. Well, with this rider, if you qualify, and it's the same type of qualification for a claim, you can take some of that $500,000 insurance death benefit and use it as a long-term care product.
Wow.
So, for example, you're 80 years old, 75 years old, and you can get $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month of long-term care benefit while you're alive. And what John Hancock will do is, when there is an insurance claim, they just deduct what they've already paid you, and
that's,
you get
pretty
the difference.
Fair. That's pretty fair. So you're getting sort of an advance cut at the life insurance.
That's right. And the pricing is competitive because the insurance company is already on the hook for that money. So the only real expense for the insurance carrier, they may pay that out a little bit earlier.
Right. So there's cost of money considerations.
And that's it.
You know, that's a great idea. A great idea. Mark, tell us, in the minute that we have left, tell us a little bit more about the Gold Group and some of the people who are with you.
Okay. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we are the standard in insurance and financial services. That took me about 6 months to trademark, so I'm somewhat proud of that. We also have another gentleman on my team named Bobby Samuelson. Bobby is a nationally known product design expert. So once we get these competitive offers back from the insurance companies, between my 29 years and Bobby's expertise, we package what the best product, the best carrier, the best concept, and then do it in such a way that it's straightforward, it's understandable to the client, and they understand it.
Good, excellent. So if people want to get in touch with you, how do they reach you?
They can go to my website, thegoldgroup.net, or they can call my office, 301-656-1942.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne.
Join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.